Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, the podcast where we untangle the messes in our lives, one space at a time. Today, we're diving into something a little chaotic. And by that, I mean a beautiful, messy, slightly overwhelming world. And by that, I mean the beautiful, messy, slightly overwhelming world of creative clutter. If you've ever walked into an artist's studio, a writer's nook, or even your kid's craft corner, you know what exactly I'm talking about. But here's the million-dollar question. When does creative chaos stop being inspiring and start getting in the way? Grab your coffee because we're going to dive deep into this artistic jungle. Grab your coffee because we're going deep into this artistic jungle. Let me tell you something about my client, Rhea. She's a freelancer illustrator who works from home, her apartment, a whimsical paradise. Sketches on the wall, tubes of paint on the floor, washi tape stuck to the cat. Okay, maybe not literally, but you get the idea. She swore by the chaos, said it kept her creativity flowing. But one day, she called me and her voice was shaking. Mansi, she said, I can't find my sketchbook, the one with the client work I'm supposed to submit tomorrow. We ended up spending almost 3 hours sorting through what she lovingly called her organized mess. And guess what? The sketchbook had fallen behind the shelf, wedged between a jar of dried flowers and a papier-mâché dragon. Rhea's story isn't unique, and neither is her dilemma. There's a psychological layer here too. Studies show that while a bit of disorder can spark creativity, excessive clutter can trigger stress, decision fatigue, and even block your creative flow. Imagine having 1,000 ideas buzzing in your head, but you can't find a pen that works. Sounds familiar? We romanticize the mad artist trope, but the truth is, most creators thrive when there's some structure to the madness. I'm not saying turn your art desk into a minimalist Pinterest board, but a little intention goes a long way. So how do you find the sweet spot between creativity and chaos? I recommend the anchor and flow method. Anchor your essentials, tools, sketchbooks, devices in a dedicated accessible zone. Then allow the rest of the space to flow with the rhythm of your work. Use trays for active projects, pegboards for tools, and this one's my favorite, create an inspiration wall, or wild ideas can live without taking over your entire desk. Goal isn't to tame your creativity, it's to support it. Your space should lift your art, not bury it under 3 weeks of paper scraps and mystery mugs. Before we wrap up, here's something to ponder. What if your next breakthrough isn't buried in chaos, but waiting in the calm just beneath it? Ask yourself, is my space helping me create or hiding my creativity from me? Thanks for tuning into Simplified Spaces. If today's episode made you look at your desk with new eyes, share it with your artist friends and don't forget to follow us. Until next time, I'm Mansi Kapoor, helping you simplify one space and one paint splattered desk at a time. Thank you.